Libov Samach Zayin. Okay, but Svarim, and he says here, I'm a Kapachaim. So, Kapachaim is really a halacha sefer. I have to look it up. Kapachaim brings from Shar Kavonis. Kapachaim is like the Svardi Mishnah Brewer. It's a Mishmak, yeah. Okay. So Kavachaim is Mavur da mitzvahs nechlokas betzuras beizaisis imdalid vov. I have to look it up, but he says that the mitzvahs are set up like in the tzura of these two letters, dalid and vov. Somehow the letters dalid and vov represent the mitzvahs. Oh, it means the matzahs?
I think it's matzahs.
Ah. A matzahs nechloko is...
When you break it?
Ah. Yeah. Let's look it up.
When you break it.
Do they have a Kavachaim here? He means that when you break it, that's what he's saying. We have to look it up. But the matzahs nechloko is betzuras beis isis. It's broken up in the tzura, in the form of two letters. Dalet and Vav. Okay? The ain't lot of Asik ministaris. We don't really, understand, api Kabbalah, whatever reasons that is. Nagish Lamis, but we could bring a remnant from here. Dvarim, if you mind the before besvarim, based on what it says in svarim, ki inyan amatzu who inyan shall zivug ben kinesis is all of him shem shemayim. But the chen bebarchem le zayin brachas. They say remez that. Who is to say this? I have it written down somewhere. Remember, Ristani said this over. That just like by Sheva Brach, yet a Chas and a Kala aren't mutter to each other until after seven Brachas, right? Sheva Brachas. So Matzah also, we know the Yerushalmi, the Halacha, that if you eat Matzah on Erev Pesach, it's Kabayar Arasos of a Beis Chamiv. Yeah? So it's not mutter to you yet. It's like an Arusa. It's like an arusa. When did an arusa become on the sua? After the seven brachas. So to hear the seven brachas before you can eat the matzah. The seven brachas.
Here,
you have. What are they all? Yeah, you count them up. I guess the first bracha is kiddush. That's one. I'm sorry, kiddush has two brachas in it, right? Hagafen and three brachas. Hashachyanu Agafen and the Brach of Kiddush. Is that right? Then you have at the end of Magid a Bracha. So that's already four. Then you have the Hagafen at the end of Magid. That's five. So we have more than seven already.
More than seven.
Anatili Sadaim is six. Oh no. Six. Ahamoyzi is seven, Alchi is Matzah is eight.
Unless
that doesn't count. Yeah, I forgot what the Chad. I haven't written down, but Mishnah needs to say it over.
You say Hadam on Karpas.
Am I saying something wrong?
No, Hadam is. Hadam on Karpas. Maybe something's excluded, not in the count.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe Matzah does not count.
He doesn't mean the Bracha is on the Matzah itself. He's not talking about the Bracha is on the Matzah itself. I mean, it's seven Brachas until you get to the Bracha on the Matzah. Maybe. What do we say? Yeah, maybe. Maybe. And Kiddush is three. Adam is four. At the end of Magid, you have another two. Right? That's six. And there's a dime is seven.
It's hard to say that you don't include the prophets because it says, V'chem Mevarchim Aleihem.
Yeah, no, I remember that. I used to know the cheshbon. I don't know why now it's not coming out right. Okay, whatever. There's such a cheshbon. Just like, right? Oh, but the chaim b'varchim is zayin brachas. You can bevor besvarim. And so too it says, shazayin yimei pesach and yimei sheva brachas. In other words, if that's the union between the Baruch Shalom and Klal Yisrael, is the Leil Seder, so the next 7 days are the sheva brachas. But the chain shoven is a matzah b'tzuras dalet vav, so that's why the Kapachaim says to break the matzah in the tzura of a dalet vav, lahoris al inin azivug. So we can say that the remez is because dalet vav represents the zivug. do. Meloshin Gemara, top of the mason, top do do. Meloshin Armalu. Right? Tan do, what does tan do mean? It means a zivug. Right? That's what it says. By Anisha, she'd rather marry a. She doesn't have to know what he looks like because she'd rather be married anyway. Right? That's what Gemara says. Top of the mason, tan do, meloshin Armalu. She'd rather be married together than be alone. So do, Dalad Vav, is together. So he's saying that could be the remez in this Kaf HaChaim, that you dafka make a Dalad and a Vav. The Yikazivik Dinosan Hashem during the Golas, it's not so apparent to everybody, but it will become this Gala. So I guess if you look in that Kaf HaChaim, you will see that the chelik of the Dalad, that's the part you put away. Why? Because again, soften, that part of the Seder, is Meramez what's hidden until later, what's hidden until the future. Because during the Golis, the Chibur is still there, it's definitely still there, but it's hidden, it's not apparent, so that's where he hides away, this Dalid. It says, Ravoscha atosim imenu lo'ilomim. So they say, Ravoscha atosim imenu lo'ilomim, lo'ilomim is the word, is from the Lashon Helam. To be hidden away, meaning the Rosh Hashanah will never. You don't even have to talk about that. There's nothing to talk about. It can't be. But it's lalamim. We're davening that it shouldn't be hidden anymore. That's what we're davening. Yeah. V'yesh gutzayin shematzu ogu b'tzura samich k'moshayir k'moshayir b'sefer chametava k'u'inin tabas k'dushin shematzura say samich. And that's what the matzah is circular, because that's meramis in the tabas k'dushin. The Rishonim say to use a tabas. Also, to meramage to this in you. This page was heavy duty. But.